It's a sort of a very, very in place at the moment in terms of, first of all, the people that we take out to photograph. They're looking for northerly locations, good northerly locations with lots of ice, lots of unusual kind of landscape, something a bit different. So we're based in Iceland and the UK, but we go in from Iceland, and the landscape itself is quite incredible. It has huge ice cap with magnificent fjords. The ice fjord where we stay in Ilulissat is one of the most photogenic ice fjords in the world, really. They do say that the Titanic was sunk by an iceberg from this particular ice fjord. It's an area that's rich in Inuit culture, so we stay in settlements that are still very, very traditional, and they make fabulous photography. There's lots of really gorgeous coloured wooden houses, very strong culture of fishing, seals, seal hunting, and whale hunting. Fishing is really the main way that people make a living, but we photograph all these things, so it's not just landscape, it's a whole way of life that we're photographing out there. There's no roads in Greenland outside the town, so a lot of the travelling that we do is on boats. It's either on wooden boats, tall mast boats, or it's on the local ferries. And that's how we get around, and it's also how the local people get around as well.
How
In the
long?
winter, they get around. Sorry, come on.
Well, how long do your sessions last in Greenland? How long do people go for?
Well, our trips are 9 days, 10 days, in fact. And they start in Reykjavik in Iceland, and they finish in Reykjavik. And so they actually have around 7 nights out in Greenland, and they also have time in Iceland before and after if they want to. So a lot of people will tag on in Iceland extension, for example, either before the Greenland trip or after.